Lord, we thank you for your thoughts towards us. We thank you for your plans for us. We thank you for the things that you have proposed in your heart concerning us. The things you are working out in the earth. Your word says that ear has not heard. The natural eye has not seen. It is too high for the natural heart of man to grasp them. But Lord, that you are revealing these things to us by your Spirit. Lord, even the Spirit that searcheth God's heart. You say that you will send the Holy Spirit and that he will take the things of Christ and he will impart them to us. We ask today that there might be an impartation, Lord. There might be a giving of the treasures of God unto your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus said, all that my Father has belong to me. They are mine. And the Spirit will take those treasures and give them to you. Father, we ask to experience that reality as we gather tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive precious things, Lord. Lord, things hidden from the wise and the prudent, being revealed unto the babes. We receive them today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We bless you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the Spirit of truth that will lead us into all truth, that will teach us all things, that would, oh God, show us things to come. We pray, Lord, that this ministry might be effectual tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe, brethren, that God is already at work. Amen. Seeking to give us, impart to us certain treasures. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in life, there are treasures. These are valuable things. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these are things that when you have them, it enhances you. Praise the name of the Lord. In our society, when a man is very rich, you know, people respect him. Do you understand that? They when he talks, people listen to him. You know, they regard him with a lot of awe. When he comes to an environment, people want to show him, you know, special honor and all that, because he has something that men value. Praise the name of the Lord. Something that men esteem highly. Now, we learn from the scriptures that there are riches and there are true riches. Praise the name of the Lord. There are certain riches that worms, canker can eat. Praise the name of the Lord. They are temporary things. But then there are other riches too that are valuable and they are eternal. When you get them, praise the name of the Lord, you have gotten something that will last you for eternity. Amen. You know, and the Spirit of God is the custodian of the treasures of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what Jesus said. Praise the name of the Lord. And he is mandated to release those treasures to us, to give them to us. So as we interact today with the Word of God, God wants to give us treasures. Something that if you get it, something about you, your value spiritually will change. Praise the name of the Lord. Our value in God is a function of how much treasure you acquire. Praise the name of the Lord. God loves us, every one of us. Your soul is a treasure to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But God also wants to enhance us. You know, just like a woman, when she's to be married, they dress her up. Praise the name of the Lord. They put things on her that enhance her what now? Her beauty. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to garnish our soul with precious things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to adorn us. And the only way he does that is by the ministry of the word. He's saying, he's releasing something to us. If you begin to understand the value of what God gives to you, you know, the Bible says that the natural man cannot value those things. He cannot treasure it because he doesn't understand its value. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Spirit of God is beginning to give us an idea of the value of these things. And the essence of it is so that you will go out of your way to do what? To get these things. Praise the name of the Lord. They are eternal treasures. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to read from Matthew chapter 27. We'll start there. Praise the Lord. Matthew 27. Praise the name of the Lord. I've been talking about the mind, the soul of man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are learning some basic things, and we trust that God will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. Your mind is very key to who you are. We're going to find out that every kingdom, you know, there are two kingdoms basically. There is light and there is darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if you understand that each of this kingdom is interested in your mind, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They want access into your mind. What you think, your thoughts form everything about you. The way you think, what you think. If I stay here now and begin to think, oh, I'm going to die tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord. What do you think happens? Yes. That thought begins to attract what now? Death. They begin to respond. They begin to respond. You see, whatever, let me call it offering. Let me use the word vibration. Let me use the word energy that your mind releases. It attracts, do you understand, corresponding spirits. They begin to visit your mind. They begin to visit you. Not only that, they begin to form your environment. They form your personality. They form who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the word of God that you're hearing is simply to begin to form a thought pattern around you. We learned here that we are transformed by what now? The renewing of our minds. Praise the name of the Lord. The world also is the world because of what the way they do what now? They think. Praise the name of the Lord. So if I open up my heart to the word that God sends to me, something happens to me. It begins to form a thought pattern. Praise the name of the Lord. And as it forms a thought pattern, it attracts spirits. Spirits come around you depending on the thoughts that do what go on in your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're going to learn that the thoughts, you can choose the kind of thoughts, do you understand, that go around your mind. We're also going to learn that thoughts are living things. They are independent beings. That if you allow them, they can run rampant in your mind. First, fear. You have a situation. You don't want to be afraid. But fear independently begins to do what now? Grip your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's working an agenda. And as we begin to open up to the things that God is saying to us at this time, God begins to help us to determine. God tells you, say, be you what now? Transformed. It means you have a choice. You have a say. Praise the name of the Lord. You have a decision to make as to what you think. And that you can bring a thought under what? Captivity. Do you understand that? Thoughts can be captured and brought under subjection. So you come to a point when your mind is what now? Free and under the government of who? Of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what the kingdom of God is all about. Praise the Lord. Let's read Matthew chapter 27. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? Okay, I read verse 33. It says, And when they came to a place called Golgotha, praise the name of the Lord,
amen,
which means the place of a skull, hallelujah, they offered him wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he tasted it, he refused to drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided and distributed his garments among them by casting lots. So that the prophet's saying was fulfilled, they parted my garments among them, and over my apparel they cast lots. Verse 36. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. And over his head they put the accusation against him, the cause of his death, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's stop here. We're going to read another scripture from Samuel. You know, this is the story of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. But by the grace of God, all of us here, we're going to make this our own story. Praise the name of the Lord. God, by the Spirit of God, will help us to be able to relate to this story. Put yourself into the picture. Praise the name of the Lord. It's no longer something that happened 2,000 years ago. It becomes a present experience. Now, that is the only way this Word of God can be meaningful to you. It must become a present reality. It must become a present experience. When you read the Bible, it's not, a story. It becomes a present reality. That is the way this word will begin to carry out its intended purpose. Where? In your own life. Praise the name of the Lord. So let us lay a basis. Praise the name of the Lord. And say that all that you see here is something that is happening inside my own life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's read another story. We'll go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we'll try and put them together. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to read from verse 1. Are we there? Praise the Lord. He said, "Now the Philistines gathered their armies." I'm reading from the Amplified Version. "They gathered their armies for battle and were assembled at Sokoh, which belongs to Judah, and encamped between Sokoh and Azekah in Ephes Damnim. Saul and the men of Israel were encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. And a champion went out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, almost 10 feet. And he had a bronze helmet on his head, and wore a coat of mail, and the coat weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had bronze chain armor on his legs, and a bronze javelin across his shoulders, and the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam. His spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and a shield bearer went before him. And Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, 'Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourself and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Philistines say, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm sure some of us are familiar with the story of Goliath and David. Praise the name of the Lord. When we were young Christians or children, it was one of our favorite scriptures. How David fought the giant and he killed the giant with a, those who said it was a catapult. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. And you know, we love that story. Now, over time, when we begin to come into a personal relationship with God, and the Lord begins to open the Word of God unto us, we begin to find out that the Word not only has a natural meaning, it also has what now? A spiritual meaning. Praise the name of the Lord. The Word of God has a natural dimension. It also has what? A spiritual dimension. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God, we are learning here that God wants to begin to bring us to begin to touch and connect with the spiritual dimensions of the Word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God intends that this Word should work out something. Where? In our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, David asked a question. He said, who is this uncircumcised word now, Philistine? Who is he? Can we identify him? If we're able to identify him, perhaps we can relate him to what now? To us. Praise the name of the Lord. You can begin to see something about this thing that actually relates to your life. Now, one of the challenges of religion is that when we read the Bible, sometimes you can read it as history. Praise the name of the Lord. The story of the children of Israel. But we're not able to practically relate those things in such a way as to bring about a change in my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Goliath was a giant. Now, who is a giant? Physically, you know who a giant is. Here, it says that Goliath was almost 10 feet. 10 feet. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, imagine somebody almost 10 feet. Praise the name of the Lord. That's putting, you know, I'm almost 6. Now, that you add another almost like 4 feet on top. Good. The person is almost touching the ceiling. If that man comes here, aggressively here, what do you think is going to happen? That he comes here, you know that he really wants to do you harm. I'm sure you look for the nearest exit and begin to go out. Isn't it? It's very intimidating. Praise the name of the Lord. It's very, very, very intimidating. Now, that's a giant. Now, first thing is, how did giants come about? Praise the name of the Lord. We looked at Genesis chapter, what now? 6. Is that correct? Hello? Genesis chapter 6. The story of the flood. Now, there was something interesting that the Bible says there. And I think it will also help us to be able to understand this story and put it together. The Bible says there that in those days, that the earth was very, very what now? Corrupt. Praise the name of the Lord. There was corruption upon the earth. It was a time of something similar to the time we're living in. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus said that as it was in the times of what now? Of Noah. So it's going to be in the end of the age. Praise the name of the Lord. So the time of corruption, wickedness, iniquity, uncleanness. Do you understand that? Every form that you know. But he said something there very, very, very mysterious. He said that the sons of God saw the daughters of what now? Of men. That they were very fair. And they looked around. You know, there were so many things that were attracting them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to look at it and try to see something here. These sons of God saw the daughters of men. Those women were very beautiful. Now, it's similar to what we see in our time. There is so many things to attract us today, isn't it? You look around, there's so much attraction. Every day, new attractions are coming up. If you like movies, movies are coming out, do you understand? In what? Quick, what? Succession. Music is coming out in quick succession. What are all these things after? They're after your, what now? Your heart. Now let me explain, because I want us to catch this picture. They're after your heart. When you get out here, you see a beautiful car. The first model looks like this. The second model is like this. The next model is like this. The other one is like this. You're looking, isn't it? Look around, you see fine architectural designs. You're looking. Do you understand the point? You get out there, you see a woman. She's working, keeping this. She's working like this, working like this. You're looking. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, I want you to understand something. All of this is not a joke. Something is happening where? Inside your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, there was a man, his name was Solomon. You know, Solomon had so much attractions. He said, anything I liked, I did what now? I just took. I did not restrain myself. There was so much attraction. He had 700 wives, 300 what now? Concubines. He must have been a very busy man. Do you understand the point? Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yeah. Some of us are managing one woman. Praise the name of the Lord. That's a lot of work. Praise the Lord. Then he said, I had musicians. Every morning, every evening, they were playing for me. Do you understand? I built great, fine buildings. Now, what I'm trying to get to you, I'm not telling you about something that happened many years ago. I'm talking to you about something that is happening when? Now. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what happened? When the sons of God, now let's assume that you're the son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's assume that the things that are, those beautiful things happening around are the daughters of what now? Men. You know, when the woman is used in the Bible, it speaks about something that appeals. Do you understand that? You see, if it appeals in a very unclean manner, she is a harlot. Are you getting my point now? But if she appeals in a very godly, holy manner, she's what now? A bride. A virgin. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Your heart has the power to be attracted. But you have to choose what is going to do what now attracts you. He says, this man delights himself in the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates what? Day and night. This word can be very attractive. It can capture your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. But the word can also capture your heart. Now, so these sons of God, these godly people, began to look outside and saw the daughters of men. Now, instead of restraining themselves, they did what now? They gave themselves what? Over. They allowed their hearts to be enticed, attracted, and captured by what now? These things. Something happened. There was a union. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I hope you're understanding me. Now, the word of God that you hear produces also a union. Do you believe that?
Yes.
When you hear the word, your soul receives this word, conceives. It births something. What does it give birth to? The life of God. The nature of God. The character of God. The personality of God. And ultimately, a son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So your heart, your mind is a womb. Are we together? If anybody tells you that, oh, it doesn't matter, let me go and watch that movie, better know that you are, there's a union, there's a sexual union, what now, taking place. Are we together?
Yes.
I want you to understand what I'm saying. You see, Christianity is not just what you do when you come here and clap and shout and roll on the floor. No. It is all about your interaction with what now? Your environment. It has serious eternal consequences and what now? Implications. So when the sons of God began to give themselves over to the desires, the things that were appealing to them, something began to conceive where? In their hearts. What came out? Giants. Praise the name of the Lord. Where did these giants come out from? Their hearts. Monsters of iniquity. Praise the name of the Lord. Now there's one thing about these giants. They neither fear God nor what now? Nor man. The moment these things happened, the earth became full of violence. Praise the name of the Lord. Now why am I saying all these things? I trust that as we go on, we are going to understand You see, too long the church has restricted church to what happens on Sunday and on Wednesdays. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Church worship takes place every single day. Every minute, something is happening. Praise the name of the Lord. Here, when you give your heart to these attractions in the world, it is going to impact on your personality. Are we together? It is going to impact on your character. It is going to impact on your behavior. It is going to impact on your relationship with what now? With God. Praise the name of the Lord. So they began to give birth to giants. Excess flesh. Do you understand? Praise the name of the Lord. And that was what happened. So for that is the origin of giants. So as you look through the scriptures, as you see giants. Now look at this Goliath. He was a giant. Praise the name of the Lord. Now if you look at his description, there's one number you're going to be noticing there. It's number what now? Six. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Now six in the Bible, you see, the Spirit of God uses things in the scriptures to communicate messages to us. Do you understand that? He uses stories of things that happened in the past. Those stories are good. But if you're not able to hear what the Spirit is saying through those stories, it's meaningless. There's no difference between the Bible and the Quran if you cannot get what the Spirit is what now saying to you. I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to say. Praise the name of the Lord. So it is essential that the ministry of the Spirit of God, you must understand it. When the Word of God is coming to you, you pray. Holy Spirit, give me what now? Understanding. You see, it is the Spirit that makes a difference. You see, this book is open to everybody. But for some, it is what now? A closed book. Praise the name of the Lord. For some others, it is what now? An open book. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brother, who got understanding this? Very important. Some people have read this Bible for 40 years, 30 years, 50 years. And we're going to see. Some of us have also listened to the gospel for very many years without any result where in our lives. We're going to find out why. This is the essence of this message. Praise the name of the Lord. What is going on? Why? The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 55. It says, as the rain cometh down and the snow, just the way the rain and the snow. It rained two nights ago in Kampala. It was very heavy, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. Now the Bible says, as the rain comes down, let me not talk about snow because we don't have too much snow here. Let's deal with the rain that we know. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, when it comes down, it has a purpose. Do you understand? It does not come down without accomplishing what now? Its purpose. He said, it makes the earth to be what now? Fruitful. If you don't have rain here for the next 1 year, you're going to have problem, isn't it? 2 years, oh, it's all over the news. But you see, when it comes down, even the farmers begin to, you understand, you know, sing and rejoice. Because the rain, they know the purpose of the rain. The farmer understands the purpose of the rain. God says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of what now? My mouth. It will not return void. It will accomplish what now? That which I please. There is something in God's heart every time the word of God comes to you. Praise the name of the Lord. There is an eternal purpose embedded in the word that you hear. Now, without this understanding, you will not be able to relate to this word profitably. You will think it's something that we grew up seeing people read from the Bible. From the time I knew something, I was going to church. My parents dragged me. I was baptized inside the church. Praise the name of the Lord. But all through those years, I never knew that the word was supposed to actually do what now? Change your life. I knew that it was something that we do when we come to church. And let me tell you something. Even the Pentecostals have also imbibed that same word now, mentality. For the preachers, the word is a means to extract what now? Money from you. Praise the name of the Lord. For some others, the word is also a means through which to get some material benefits. Yes, they know that. So they flock to churches. But they miss out the principal purpose of God.
What does the word? It says, what does it do? It says, it will not return void. It will accomplish that which I do what now? I please. And prosper in the purpose for which I did what now? I sent it. There is a divine purpose. And one of the things God is going to do for us is to give us an understanding of the eternal purpose of God. Before this world was created, before God made anything, He devised a plan in His heart. If you read Ephesians chapter 1, that plan was that we're supposed to be sons. Do you understand that? Manifested as sons, blameless, without spot. Do you understand? Perfect in His sight. God wanted to have a family of sons who look like what now? Like Him. Everything that God is doing is centered towards that purpose. Every other thing is purely incidental. Whether you can get bread through the gospel is purely what now? Incidental. Whether God can heal you is incidental. Do you understand that? Whether He can give you money and all that, all those things are part of the package, but they are purely what now? Incidental. There is a central trust in the mind of God for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is that God wants to have a family of sons that look like what now? Like Him. So it is for this primary purpose that the word of God is being what now? Sent to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And we'll talk about that sometime later. But let's understand that. Praise the name of the Lord. So as this word is coming to you today, you need to ask yourself a question. Why is this word what now coming? Praise the name of the Lord. To what intent? To what purpose? That's the only way you can get the thing that was in the word across to you. You can take hold of it. I pray that God will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. So here we see David, you know, Israel confronted with a giant. He's a monster of iniquity. He's great of flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. He's very intimidating. And he's coming at Israel. And he's saying to them, here I am. I'm the Philistine. Now the one dominant aspect and character of the Philistines is that they are what? Uncircumcised. We are also going to find out what it means to be what? Uncircumcised. Stephen rebuked Israel. He said, you what now? Uncircumcised. Stiff-necked. Do you understand that? He said, you are always resisting what now? The Holy Spirit. My translation says you are always continually at strife. You and the Spirit of God are what now? Battling. So whenever you see a Philistine, don't look too far away. We are looking at something that is happening in the church today. Praise the name of the Lord. An attitude, a condition of heart. That a man is in business with the Spirit of God, and yet every day he is resisting what now? That same Spirit. He said, you stiff necked, hardy of heart. You are always at strife. One translation said you are always striving. How long God strive with man? We are going to find out too. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this is what we are dealing with. Something that is actively resisting who? God. Resisting the word of God. Resisting the Spirit of God. Resisting the purpose of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the Philistine. The Philistine is the spirit. That the environment where the carnal man, the carnal mind, the flesh wants to get a hold of the things of God and put it where? Inside his pocket. Oh yeah, the Spirit of God can move, but it can move under my what now? Control. That's what is the dominant issue in the church today. Men want to control the Spirit of God and use it at their own pace. Do you understand the point? Under their control, let it work. But let it work at my, do you understand? My control. Let it work within my, let it not move beyond my control. No, I will not tolerate that. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? This thing, you know, most people will tell you, they want God to move. But they want Him to move within their, do you understand, their boundaries. They want the Spirit of God to move. They can use Him to make money, use Him to get a crowd, use Him to build a big church, use Him to, but, you know, nothing beyond that. And that is the uncircumcised in heart. Now this thing is not happening outside. It is happening where? Within my soul. I am being confronted with something. Now this man, I'm taking this is just in brief. He is wearing an armor. Praise the name of the Lord. Now an armor is a battle equipment. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we know about the armor of God, isn't it? Ephesians chapter what now? 6.
Praise God.
Now, but this is the armor of the enemy. What is its intent? If I put on the armor of God, it is so that I can resist the enemy, isn't it? Do you understand the point? So that I can resist the enemy. If the enemy brings fear, that I use the shield of faith to resist him. Now, let's put it this other way around. The enemy is wearing an armor. And the enemy is not far. The enemy is somebody inside here. What is this purpose? To resist God. Praise the name of the Lord. To resist the word of God. To resist the spirit of God. Do you understand the point? There is something that we are going to have to deal with within me that actively resists who now resists God. Now, if I am not able to identify that, my Christian life will not prosper. Praise the name of the Lord. You can be a Christian for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You've heard so much of the word of God, and it's not having an impact. Is it that the word of God is void of power? Is it that the word of God cannot change men? It changed some people. You read your Bible, you see men who encountered God, and you see a radical, what now, change in their lives. So why is there not a radical change in our own lives? You need to be worried. Do you understand that? You see, there are things that we should not take for granted. The reason is because we do not have the time anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. How come some men met God and the impact was so radical? So how come people today have known God, they have done the sinner's prayer for 5 years, 10 years, and you're not still sure if they are actually born again? Nothing about them has changed. And somebody telling him, it's okay, you're a child of God, you're a child of God. You want to believe that? Don't. Praise the name of the Lord. Part of what God is trying to draw us into is a living relationship. Do you understand the point? A vital something. There must be a vitality about this world. The Bible says it's a sword. When it strikes, you need to feel the impact. Praise the name of the Lord. So Goliath has armor. Now when you read the book of Luke 13, Jesus said something. He said that no man can, when a strong man keeps his house, his goods are what now? In peace, right? But where a stronger than the strong man comes at the strong man, what does he do to the strong man? He binds the strong man, isn't it? And then strips him of what now? The armor wherein he did what now? He trusted him. Now, a lot of us are wearing an armor, and we have so much confidence in it. It's natural things. We have natural confidence. You know, somebody says we have no confidence where? In the flesh. There are things that we have confidence in. And as long as our confidences are in those things, you will not have too much confidence in the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is a battle that you must lose. Praise the name of the Lord. I must lose that battle. To the extent that I'm fighting God, resisting God, I must lose that battle. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord must do what now? Strip me of that armor. Take away every confidence. You see, the Bible said that cursed is a man who trusted in man. Praise the name of the Lord. Every confidence in the flesh brings a curse with it. Who makes flesh what now? His arm. Praise the name of the Lord. What it does is that you cannot fully rely on who? God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we there? Now, so that is the natural man. And that is the Philistine. So there is a battle. And you say the stronger than the strong man must come. See this battle. There are two very vital aspects of it. It's your head and your armor. Praise the name of the Lord. Whoever wins this battle, if I defeat you, I do what? I cut off your head, and then I strip what now? Your armor. When the Philistines defeated Saul, you see what they did? They cut off his head, and they stripped him of what now? His armor. What did they do? They took it and went to the house of their God, and did what now? They hung it there. Now, we're going to see what that means. So David also told the Philistine, say, well, God is going to give you into my hand. I will do what? I will cut off your head. Praise the name of the Lord. I will cut off your head. And all Israel shall know that it doesn't take God anything
You know, a lot of times we think that it takes God so much effort to do certain things. Yeah, because we're looking at God as if God is man. But God is not man. Praise the name of the Lord. When God begins to strip us of our natural confidences, we begin to know that God, nothing is what now? Impossible. Our faith will begin to become vital and meaningful. Praise the name of the Lord. Our faith will begin to become relevant in our lives. Your being born again becomes meaningful. Because you now begin to come to a point when you see that with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is a battle. And the head is the what now? The prize for this battle. So we go back to where Jesus was crucified. They took him and they brought him to a point. They called it the place of what now? Of the skull. Now, I was checking through some years ago. I was doing a study on this thing. You know, when David killed Goliath, you know where, of course, you know what happened. David used a stone from among the five stones. And where did he strike Goliath? Where? In the forehead, here. What do you think that means? Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to see as we read Romans chapter 8 about the natural mind. Let's touch that and then we'll come back again. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Are we there? Okay, let me read from verse 5. It says, "For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit, they set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Now, the mind of the flesh, which is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit." Praise the name of the Lord. That's the mind of the flesh. Sense and reason without the Holy Spirit is death. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace. Praise the name of the Lord. That is because the mind of the flesh, with its carnal thoughts and purposes, is hostile to God. For it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. So then, those who are living the life of the flesh, catering to the appetites and impulses of their carnal nature, like daughters of men, you know, cannot please or satisfy God or be acceptable to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have a battle.
Can I mean
which translation now? Okay, go ahead.
Verses 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see Goliath. Goliath, the Bible calls him the champion of what now? Of the Philistines. He is the apex, the perfection of the nature and the life of the Philistine. He is the spirit of the Philistine come to full what now? Stature. And the Bible says that this is the mind that is controlled by what now? The sinful nature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your thoughts, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you are not what you do per se. You are what you do what now? You think. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever controls you, you cater to it. Now, but Goliath said, if I overcome you, you will serve me. Isn't it? Is that what he said? You will be my servant. Peter said, of whom a man is overcome. Are we okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, of whom a man is what? Overcome. Of the same is he brought under what now? Bondage. It's a law. I don't know if you know what that is in the scriptures. Okay, let's read that scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where is that now? That's let me see if I can find that. Praise the Lord. If you see it, just find it for me. It says, of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought under bondage. Anybody? Second Peter 2:19. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me read. Verse 19 says, They promise them liberty when they themselves are the slaves of depravity and defilement. For by whatever anyone is made inferior or worse or is overcome, to that person or thing he is what now? Enslaved. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Anything that overcomes you, you become a slave to that thing. That's the principle in life. Praise the name of the Lord. Some men are slaves to lust. Some men are slaves to anger. Some men are slaves to pride. Some men are slaves to whatever it is. Because that thing has what? Overcome them. Praise the name of the Lord. So Goliath said, if I overcome you, you become my servants. If you overcome me, we will now become what now? Your servants. So we can also overcome. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can overcome. It's a law. So God at this hour is looking for what now? Overcomers. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what God is looking for at this time. People who what? Overcome. What are we overcoming? Everything that, you know, is a part of the kingdom of the enemy. The works of the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of what now? Of the eyes. All are seeking to overcome us. And how are they overcoming us? It is all a matter of here. Where? Where? Here. 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 This is the battle. It's the battle of heads. And many people walking today around have lost their head. They have the head of what now? The enemy. Paul said in Romans 8, he said, look, that the natural mind is enmity against who? Against God. Believe me, whether you're born again, right inside me, there is a natural mind that will not submit to what? To the law of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, this is what this battle is all about. So, David now killed Goliath. He smote him where? In the forehead. Now, this forehead speaks about your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Not just your mind, but the dominant part of what? Your mind. Now, when Israel was in Egypt, they had an encounter with Pharaoh. Now, if any of you have seen a picture of Pharaoh and his crown, somewhere here, there's something. There's a serpent. Praise the name of the Lord. Not just any serpent, but a cobra. Not just a new cobra, but what they call a hooded cobra. Not just a hooded cobra, but it's also a spitting cobra. Now, I was doing a little research. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
on the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh, he carried many things. He had two instruments on his hand. One was a whip. Then the other one was a crooked staff. So he holds it like this. If you have seen a picture of Pharaoh, he's always like this. Now, the whip was representing his power to punish and to smite off. Praise the name of the Lord. The whip, the flame. Then the crook here was his power to govern and rule what now? All. That crook means if you want to escape from me, I do what now? I just hook you like this and do what now? I bring it back to me. You cannot escape me. Now the picture of Pharaoh is a picture of the God of what now? Of this world. Praise the name of the Lord. The spirit that says everybody in this world belongs to who? To me. I can punish you at will. I can control you. You cannot escape from me. How can I release Israel and let them go from what now? From serving me. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but the serpent, the cobra here, speaks about his ability to blind, to punish you, to blind you. Are we together? The cobra speaks into your eyes and blinds you. Now, in that all, you see a picture of a force and a power that we are dealing with at this time of the end. This thing is not a joke. Christianity is not about carrying Bible, coming to church, singing songs and going. No. It's about who controls what now? Your mind. That is where the battle is. It's the battle of the mind. If I overcome the enemy, I will cut off his head. His head is still inside his head. Do you understand the point? But I will no longer be dominated by what now? The natural mind. I will now be dominated by what? The mind of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the battle. The battle is who will control your mind. And to control your mind, somebody must get access to where? To your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. So David killed Goliath. And he cut off the head of who now? Of Goliath. You know what he did? The Bible says he took the armor and put it inside his tent. But the head, he carried it to Jerusalem. Praise the name of the Lord. That was a long distance, almost about 40 miles. But he carried it and took it to Jerusalem. At the point he took it to Jerusalem, Jerusalem was not yet anything. I don't know if you understand my point. It was not yet the capital of Israel. It was David that made it capital. Are we together? But he saw something by the Spirit. And he took it. And the rabbis, some of the Jewish rabbis in their commentary, they said he took it there and he took it to a hill and went and buried it in that hill. That hill is a hill called Golgotha. That name Golgotha is taken from Goliath of what now? Of Gath. Praise the name of the Lord. He buried it. What does that hill represent? It represents the natural mind, the carnal mind, the wisdom of the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. The intelligence of the serpent. Now, it happened that many, many years after, how many years after? 1,000 years, 400 years after, the Son of Man was crucified where? On Golgotha. Praise the name of the Lord. I wouldn't doubt it if the cross was placed directly on top of the skull of Goliath. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what does that tell us today? That Jesus Christ has given us what now? Victory. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That in that whole sacrifice, he gave us the ability to overcome. Praise the name of the Lord. To overcome the natural mind. To overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of what now? Of life. He was crucified right on top of that skull. Praise the name of the Lord. This word that we are hearing has the power to deliver you from any situation. Praise the name of the Lord. Anything that has arisen because of the fall of man, Jesus has paid a price and has gotten a victory that can set us what now? Free. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God does not do things by what now? Accidents. God is very conscious and very deliberate in what he does. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, having said this, is a background. You see, what are we trying to say? The essence of this message is that there is something inside each and every one of us that resists God. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, you must know it. So, as the word of God is coming to you, you have a choice to do what now? To make. You have a battle to fight. Now, Paul tells us about this spiritual battle
in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's look at that. Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is where it begins. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Are we there? Okay, let me read. From verse 3, he says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh, and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of what now? Stronghold." Now, where are these strongholds? In your mind. The way you respond to life is simply a function of what now? What is where? In your mind. Now, you know, in my place, there are customs and there are traditions that we grew up with. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what molds me, forms my personality. Praise the name of the Lord. If I wake up in the morning and a lizard runs across my door, I just open the door, a lizard runs across my door, I revert back to traditional mode. I call my dad and say, "See what happened." He say, problem. So he takes me to one man. We say, in fact, you're very lucky. You understand? It just came on the nick of time. What am I doing? I am working according to certain what now? Patterns from where? Inside my mind. The fear of witchcraft is something that was groomed to us when we were, do you understand, growing up, isn't it? Even tribal rivalries. You see, those people, their tribe and their own tribe, we are not friends. We don't intermarry. Do you understand the point? You believe it. See, those people that they are visitors, they came, you know, so we are superior to them. You believe that. Their women are very dangerous. You know, you believe that. Do you understand the point? So even when you're in fellowship with a sister from the other tribe, you are looking at her with one eye. These things, where are they? Inside your mind. They are strongholds lost there. Are you understanding my point? So even when you're born again, those things are still what now? Controlling your minds. Now, your victory is not complete until the high places. Have you read about high places in the Bible? Until those high places are what now? They are removed. So what are those high places? Praise the name of the Lord. Now here, I'm going to read different translations that I copied out. And I pray that God will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, he says here, he says, verse 5 now. He says, "Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God." Praise the name of the Lord. Let me stop there. There are things. Let me read one translation here. This one says, "Every barrier raised against the knowledge of God." A barrier. There is something inside me that is erecting what now? A barrier. Every time the word of God comes to you, something goes into motion and begins to do what now? Erect a barrier. Block it. Why is it blocking it? So that this word will not achieve what now? Its intended purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Praise. I've met people who say, "Look, oh, this gospel you're hearing is white man's." You understand the point? That's how they want to control you. It's a block in the mind. When HIV came, do you understand? Many people say it does not exist. It's the Igbo people. They want to, what do you call Igbo people here? White people.
Muzungu.
It's the Awayo. They want to control us. Do you understand? Huh? You know, say you should not keep a girlfriend. It's Muzungu lie. And people believed it.
Yeah, they said it's witchcraft.
Yes, good. Yeah, are you getting my point now? So, the initial time they said it's witchcraft, somebody did you something. And the person died. It's where in the mind. There are barriers. There are barriers. Now in my natural mind, God says, "Do this." You know, Elisha said to Naaman, "Go and dip 7 times." What happened? A barrier did what now? Came up. And the man said, how can the dirty water of, what do you call it now? Jordan. Praise the name of the Lord. I have better waters where? In Syria. Why can't I go there? And what was happening to him? There was spiritual warfare going on. If he had not, you know, somebody gave him counsel. Praise the name of the Lord. And he listened to that counsel, his servants. You know, someday, one day, brother was sharing about wise counsel. Praise the name of the Lord. And he blessed me so much. You know, the wise counsel. You know, David almost killed Naaman. Well, not Naaman, Nabal. It was because the wife was a woman of wise counsel. She quickly just did some things and changed that what now situation. Praise the name of the Lord. Wise counsel. Without counsel, most of us will get into trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So something came up against that word. But God intervened. And he was able to respond to that word. And deliverance in what now came to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at verse 2. Look at another translation says, every rampant thrown to resist the knowledge of God. You know what a rampant is? A rampant is like a wall, a barrier, a high wall. Now, when we say spiritual warfare, it's not when you're banning all the spirits that of your great grandfathers. That is good. But I'm telling you that the real war has now, what now, started. This is what we are casting down. These are walls that have been built from generation to generation. They resist this word. They do it consciously and what now? Unconsciously. That sometimes the word of God comes and you begin to argue where in your mind, isn't it? Jesus said, why are you arguing where inside your mind? There is a spiritual reality that is taking place there, resisting. What is the import? To limit the impact that this word will have what now in your life. Now the Bible says he sent forth his word and did what now? And healed them. Do you understand? And deliver them from where? Their destructions. The word of God can deliver you from witchcraft. The word of God can heal your body. It can heal your mind. It can change your environment. It can do all that. But it is limited because there is something within you that is what now? Throwing up a barrier. Look at it under translation. It says, every barrier of pride which sets itself against the true knowledge of God. This translation says, every imposing defense that men erect against the true knowledge of God. This one says, all that rears up its proud head like the cobra against the knowledge of what now? Of God. Have you ever seen a cobra before? When it begins to rear up like that, it blows its hood. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a spiritual... I'm sure you understand that some of these animals you see are forms of spiritual spirits. They do, they are. Praise the name of the Lord. It was not by chance that that symbol was a symbol of the cobra. Now, brethren, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Many people today are not experiencing the maximum impact of the word of God in their lives because there's a spiritual reality working to negate and to frustrate. Paul said, what we are going to do is to do what now? Cast them down. Praise the name of the Lord. In my mind, every time the word of God comes, another voice comes, I have to consciously do what now? Cast down that word. Why? Because thoughts are living things. They do not originate here. They originate from the realm of what now? Of the spirit. They have, inside them, they have programs. You know, like computer programs. They are programmed to cause you to act or to react in a particular way. When you receive a program from the enemy, you begin to resist God and you begin to love, you understand, the carnal things. But when you receive a word of God that is programmed, the Bible says it's a seed, it has life inside it. When you begin to receive it, let me tell you, change comes not by force, not by power, not by mind. Do you understand the point? Transformation is not by force. You can never force transformation. All you can do is to submit to the word that God does what now? Sent to you. Are we together, brethren? When Mary became pregnant, what did she do? She simply received the word and believed it. And automatically, a program began to work within her. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the same way the life of God comes to each and every one of us. Are we together, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to move on. Now, why am I saying these things? So that we can understand the reasons why our lives for years have not been as what now? As fruitful. It says here that we take captive every what now? Thought.
thoughts are living things. You need to capture them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, if I don't take captive a thought by the word of God and by the spirit of God, that thought works against me. You know, there was a sister. She came. She was telling us, and that sister, a friend of ours, a Christian. You know, when we were sharing about the purpose of God, the mystery of God's will, that before we were born, God planned something for me. Do you know that? God made a plan for me. My life is not accidental. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a plan, and that the Spirit of God is given to you to reveal that plan to you now. Praise the name of the Lord. So that you can begin to walk in the path that God has already what now ordained for you. Life is about discovering that plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the sister says that, well, she believes that for some others, that for her, God has ordained her for destruction. Why? Because she had had certain experiences, so she came to the conclusion that all this good thing God has planned is for others, but not for what now? For her. And she believes it. And you see, once you believe that, you place yourself inside a prison. Are we together? Hello? You bring yourself under a limitation. You cannot go beyond that. You cannot go beyond what you think. You cannot go beyond what you see. You cannot go beyond what you believe. Praise the name of the Lord. And so if a man has to enter into what God has for him or her, you must begin to demolish. That's when we come here, we tell people, say, look, God wants to demolish your culture. You cannot still remain a Ugandan and then be a son of God. Do you understand the point? The two cultures do not go what now? Together. They are in conflict. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Don't believe people who tell that those things can blend. It is not a frequency God wants to bring you to. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my place, there's what they call Osu. Osu is an outcast, It's a traditional thing. It means you are subhuman. And normal people cannot marry you. You can't marry them. You can't eat together with them. Praise the name of the Lord. And people still believe it. But you see, when the word of God comes, you realize that in Christ, there's neither Jew, nor what now, nor Gentile. Bond, or what now, free. Black or white. All are what now, one in Christ. You, if you still believe you are, maybe at the which of the tribes now, actually, and all those things, you cannot be a son. Are you getting my point? Because everything you believe, when you believe you are actually, there were spirits that your forefathers worshipped. Do you believe that? You are still submitted to what now? To those spirits. They have legal ground over you. So God must begin to pull down what now? Those thoughts. They resist God. Every time the word of God comes, you will suddenly realize, oh, yeah, but do you understand? I'm actually. Suddenly, that word will not achieve its intended purpose where now in your life. For God's purpose to be achieved in your life, you must respond to it. Do you understand that? You must say, yes, all that the Lord has spoken, what we will do. You must agree. God does not force you. Praise the name of the Lord. But if you agree, you activate the power of God's word. The devil cannot come on that matter because you have made a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Amen.
Amen.
In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, there was a man, his name was Bar Jesus. How many people remember him? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bar Jesus. Paul came to a place. Let's read that scripture. Acts chapter 13. Son of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 13. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read what Paul said to him. I'll read from verse 9. Okay, let me read from verse 8. He said, but Elimaeus, the wise man, for that is the translation of his name, which he had given himself, opposed them, seeking to keep the proconsul from accepting the faith. But Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with and controlled by the Spirit, looked steadfastly at Elimaeus and said, you master in every form of deception and recklessness, unscrupulousness and wickedness, you son of the devil,
You enemy of everything that is upright and good, will you never stop perverting and making crooked the straight paths of the Lord and plotting against his saving purposes? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Paul brought a word to Sergius, or is it Paulus? Praise the name of the Lord. The purpose of that was to bring the man to a saving knowledge of who now? Of Jesus Christ. But this son of Jesus, I know why he's called the son of Jesus, because he sits in the temple of God, declaring himself to be what now? To be God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, don't listen to him, don't mind him. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't believe him. Now, this thing is not something happening outside. Now, Paul, by the Spirit of God, began to speak. He wasn't speaking to Nehemiah as an individual. Praise the name of the Lord. He was speaking beyond him to the enemy. That mystery that was working, which we are going to see, the Bible calls it the mystery of lawlessness. Praise the name of the Lord. That sought to subvert the word that was brought to, what's his name now? Sergius Paulus. Then I hope you are following what I'm trying to say. We are trying to say, yes, please. Yeah, in those days now, when you say wise men, they were magicians. Magi, wise man.
This one is negative wise man.
Yes, no, negative, of course. Obviously now, his works speak for him. Praise the name of the Lord. His wisdom is
a wise man.
Praise God. That Paul describes him very, very well. Yes, a diviner. In those days, they were called wise. In the kings, like, yes, they had their wise men. But their wisdom was the wisdom of the serpent.
You know,
yes, praise God. Hallelujah. So he had deceived his people for so long. And he claimed it was the power of what now? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So the point is that within each and every one of us, there is a mystery. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this mystery started the day man sinned against who now? Against God. So a seed was planted in him. The seed of the what now? The serpent. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a nature. Okay? It's a nature. And this seed is growing. Just like the seed of the woman is also what now? Growing. So inside you, inside me, there are two what now? Nations. Praise the name of the Lord. Both nations are seeking to grow towards maturity. Every seed must grow to maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. So here we see that this seed, his ministry is to subvert the way of the Lord, to divert the purpose of God, to counter the word of God, to, you understand, keep, you know, negating it. And Paul, by the Spirit, judged it. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe, brethren, that what God is saying to us at this time is that God wants to bring a judgment on something that has been working within our person. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, you enemy of righteousness. Something within my mind, something within my soul, is working to negate the purpose of God. But I believe, brethren, that prophetically, there's a prophetic voice that God is raising to judge that situation, to judge that nature, to judge that principle, and to judge that what now? That spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So now, where we have heard all these things, how do they really relate to us? Now, let's go to Luke chapter 23. I want us to use the story of the trial of Jesus Christ to capture something there. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke 23. Amen. Luke chapter 23. Are we okay? Are we safe? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so let's get the picture. Inside me, there are two natures. Is that what the Bible says? There's a spirit that is warring against what now? The flesh, right? Sometimes I find myself leaning towards this area. Have you ever done like that before? Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes you find yourself responding to what now? To the spirit. Now God is saying that that ding-dong affair will not continue. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to bring a decisive judgment. Praise the name of the Lord. Wouldn't you like that? Amen. I want. So now, but the point is that all of us have a choice in this matter. Praise the name of the Lord. The day you receive Jesus Christ into your life, you receive the seed of Christ. Eh? From Adam, you inherited what now? Another nature, right? Praise the name of the Lord. And then you've experienced conflicts in your life. I don't know if you have not. This way, this way. Praise the name of the Lord. Now God is saying that we have come to a time when a time of final judgment. But you have a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. Now there is a conflict going on in the soul of man. But the Lord is bringing us to a point when there is going to be a final judgment. Now let's look at the life of Jesus Christ. They arrested him. Who arrested him? The Jews, right? The people of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Good. They brought him to Herod. Sorry, to what's his name? Pontius Pilate. And they said, we found this man. What did they say he did? Let me read something very interesting. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 23. Sorry, chapter 23 of Luke. Verse 1 and 2. He says, then the whole assembly of them got up and conducted Jesus before Pilate. And they began to accuse him. Asserting, this is what they said, we found this man perverting, this is what Amplifier says, misleading, corrupting, and turning away our nation. Let me stop here. Now, do you know who is really doing this? This is the ministry of Elimaeus. They understand the point, but they are now accusing Jesus Christ of perverting, of misleading, of corrupting, and of what now? Turning men away. And yes, he was doing that. Because he was turning men from darkness to what now? To light. But you see, there is a spirit, there is a power that does not want men, what now? Turned to light. So they raised up accusations. Now, I want to relate this to my own life. Because by the time you are going to go on, Pilate said, I've examined this man. I don't find any, what now, fault in him. But the Bible says they were insistent. And insistent. And he said three times, what has he done? They said, he must what now? He must die. Now, I was looking at this scripture, and God began to show me something. In my soul, I have choices. Praise the name of the Lord. As the Spirit of God is wooing me and drawing me with the Word of God, my flesh nature is also making what now? Choices. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time I insist on my own way, I am making a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Pilate was trying to dissuade them. Why must this man be crucified? Why must this man die? They say, let him be what now? Crucified. Now, in the book of Psalms, chapter 2, the psalmist asked a question that pondered him. He said, why do they give them what now? Rage. And the people imagine a vain what now? Thing. Now, let's look at what is happening in the world today. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the kings of the earth and the rulers. Now, if you read that scripture, you find that it means Christians and what now? Unbelievers. Hello, are we together? In the Bible, when you read the people, it's a term referred exclusively to who now? To Israel. The heathen, the nations, speak about the what now? The unbelievers. They are saying, let us do what? Cast their bands what? Asunder. What are these bands? These are moral restraints. Over the years, we were taught, stealing is bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't take your neighbor's wife. Do you understand the point? If you're a woman, dress well, cover your body, be modest, be decent. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, these are bans, laws, rules, like God gave Israel the commandments. It was to restrict iniquity. Praise the name of the Lord. And keep man within the boundaries of what now? Of conduct. Now, let me tell you something, brethren. Right inside us, a mystery has been working. Something within me has been pushing to do what now? Cast off those things. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't want to be restricted. I don't want to be held back. I want to do what I want to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I pray you understand. This is a mystery going on inside the heart. Over time, it has been happening. But what God is saying that a time is coming when it is going to come out what now? Openly. Now, at that time, something happens. Romans chapter 1. He says that when men refuse to give God his rightful place, God will try and try and try and try and try and try. Like in our own life, praise the name of the Lord, God has been working, keeping you from going the wrong way, putting obstacles in your path. Part of the problems we have in life are actually obstacles that God puts to stop us from going down the what now? The pit. Praise the name of the Lord. But if you keep insisting, are we together, brethren? That's the message. If you keep insisting on your way, and you keep insisting, this is what I like, I must do it this way. Praise the name of the Lord. A time comes when God says, as you want it, so be it. Are we together, brethren? As you want it. God, they said, crucify him. Brethren, they want to crucify, even in my heart. The purpose of this music I'm listening to right now is to crucify what now? The Christ. I'm making it as plain. Do you understand the point? These things are to dull the consciousness of who now? Of Christ within me. Anything that would keep you from doing iniquity, they want to do what now? Silence it. That's what you are dealing with. Say, silence it. Silence it. Silence anybody who is saying, you know, rebuking iniquity, silence him. God has been holding back. Holding back iniquity. Holding back iniquity. But you see, Pilate said the first time, what has he done? They say, crucify him. He said, second time, let me flog him and let him go. They say, crucify him. The third time, at that point in time, he took water and did what now? And washed his hand. He said, and what they desired, he did what now? He gave to them. Now, I want you to know something. God is going to give you what you desire. What do you desire? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the story is this, brethren. During the feast of Passover, there were two prisoners inside the prison. One was an armed robber. He was a person who had fermented a revolt against the government. Praise the name of the Lord. He had slandered. He was a murderer. Who was he? He was the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. He was inside his prison. On the other hand, there's another prisoner. Amen. His name is Jesus, who is called what now? The Christ. At the Passover, one of those prisoners is going to be what now? Released. He is going to be manifested in my life. Praise the name of the Lord. There are two things. One is the beast nature. The beast is going to be manifested, or Christ is going to be what now? Manifested. It's a choice that you have to what now? To make. So now when we're talking about the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit and obeying the promptings of the Spirit, it is the pathway that God has ordained so that Christ can be what now? Fully manifested and formed in us. If on the other hand you choose to follow your carnal nature, you want to have your way, praise the name of the Lord, you want to do what you like, every food that you like, you eat it, every dress you like, you buy it. Do you understand the point? Every word that you like to say, you say it. Every how you feel, you act it. You are also releasing something. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So two things are going to come out of my life. And at this time of the end, look at the nations of the world. They've told us there is no God, isn't it? So there are no boundaries anymore. I was watching a video. I'm sure that crowd would be nothing less than 20,000. Entirely naked men and women lined up on a street somewhere in Europe or in America. I don't know where it was.
they lined up stark naked. And they were, what they were trying to show is that we have, do you understand the point? Nobody can tell us what to do, what now, anymore. Yes. And when someone announced the last speaker, and all of them lay down on the ground. So, and you see, man has removed God from the picture, and man is about to reap what now? What he has sown. He said, therefore, God gave them what? Over. Praise the name of the Lord. God will not strive with man forever. Do you understand that? You are battling with God. You want to have your way. He said, this is what I like. Nobody should tell me what to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Continue. Praise the name of the Lord. Very soon, something is about to happen within the personality of man. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us that there is something that is about to come out. God has restrained and kept back and held back and tried as much as possible to encourage man to go this way. But man is saying, I want to go what now? This way. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible said that, and Pilate allowed them to do whatever they wanted to what now? To do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is going to give men over to light or to what now? Darkness. Depending on which choice you make. We read in the book of Proverbs that the path of the just is like a bright light that shines what now? Brighter and brighter. Why is it shining brighter? Because every day I receive more what now? Light. As the word of God is coming today, I open up my heart. The entrance of this word gives what now? Light. It keeps giving light. It keeps giving light. So I have to decide who I am listening to. I have to decide who I am responding to. Every day, whether you respond to the natural man or to the Spirit of God, is consequential. Praise the name of the Lord. It determines how you are going to end up at the end of the day. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Resisting God is not a joke. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Resisting God. Look, there is a time when certain things must be judged. Let me tell you a story. David came back to Israel after Absalom had driven away. He left. When he returned, there was a young man. His name was Sheba, son of what is his name now? Bichri. Praise the name of the Lord. Sheba rose up and shouted, to your tents, O Israel, what inheritance do we have in the sons of David? And Israel, a large chunk did what now? Followed him. And David said, this man will do more harm than even Absalom. So he organized and people went after him. Now Sheba ran and ran and ran into one city. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Sheba ran into a city. And Joab and his men came and encompassed that city. And they were squeezing the city. The city was feeling the pinch. Until out of that city, a wise woman came. I said, why do you want to destroy a whole city in Israel? Praise the name of the Lord. And Joab said, we are not interested in destroying this city. There is somebody inside this city that has lifted up his hand against you now, against the king. Deliver that man and we'll let go. Now tell you something, brethren. Sometimes we are going through certain experiences in life. It looks as if God is against us and dealing with us. No. There is something inside you that God wants you to deliver up. Praise the name of the Lord. Throw down his head. Praise the name of the Lord. And this matter is what now? It's over. The head of Sheba must be delivered. Praise the name of the Lord. That Sheba has raised up rebellion against who now? Against the king. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then I pray that the Lord will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. I really pray that this message has been communicated to us. There is a choice that we have to make. Inside you, inside me, there are two principles. Light and darkness. Death and life. Praise the name of the Lord. Every day, when the word of God comes, if we respond to it, something inside us is growing. Praise the name of the Lord. And a time is coming when God will give us over to that light. And will become holy, filled with what now? With light. Praise the name of the Lord. On the other hand, in Romans chapter 1, he said that they knew God, but they refused to glorify God as what now? As God. How can you know God? You're a Christian. But you do not give God his rightful what now? Place. You do not respond to his word. You live your life the way you please. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your appetite still dominates your life. God says it has implications. The time comes, the Bible says that God did what now? Give them over to their appetites. Give them over to their lust, so that they will do things that are not what now? Convenient. It was a choice that men made. What choice are you making? Praise the name of the Lord. What choice are you making? What direction are you going? What are you responding to? Praise the name of the Lord. What are you allowing to dominate your life? If Goliath conquers you, you become what now? His servant. Praise the name. You see, there are certain things that are becoming more stronger in our lives because we are feeding them. I want to be a child of God. And then I spend my time watching, what do I call it now? Nollywood, Nigerian movies. Every day, morning, afternoon, night. And then you're wondering why your Christian life is not growing. Listen, no matter how much hands are laid on you here, if you don't give those things up, you go what now? Nowhere. If like, let the, I don't know who is, whatever it is, come and lay hands on you 1 million times. Do you understand? There are choices that you are making. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't feed on trash and expect life. Are we together, brethren? You can't, you must come to a point. There are consecrations that I must make. I must come to a place, Lord, I yield to who now? To you. I yield to your word. I yield to your spirit. And every yielding, Barahuba talked about the deep. He said deep 7 times. Every deep is important. If I hear the word of God today, I must respond to it. I must find out, what is God saying to me? Praise the name of the Lord. What does God want from me now? This is what he's telling me. There is something that God wants. And I must give it to who now? To him. Praise the name of the Lord. As I continue to do that, the Christ grows. For if I resist him, I am saying, let him be what now? Crucified. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that we do not crucify him afresh. Paul spoke about that. Do you understand? He said, those who crucify him afresh, how do they do it? By constantly resisting what now? The Holy Spirit. Being at strife with him. May we not strive with the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the consequences can be grievous. I pray that we allow the Spirit to move upon our lives. As we respond to him, brethren, I believe that God will bring us to a place of victory. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Mm-hmm.